Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90, exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
BJ and Jay.
All right, let's move on because we're running out of time here. And I personally, I just want to gloat for a moment over what kind of person Jamie White is. Okay?
I'm amazing.
Will you calm down just a bit?
So amazing.
Well, we're going to take a break.
You know what, though? I mean, I know where you're going with this, but I will tell you something. If I like you, I will be loyal to you.
I totally back that. When we found out yesterday, I was like, wow. Like, not even a hint to anyone about any of this.
That's
going
because
on.
I now, like him.
Should I say... all the way here, or should I just say there was a secret, okay?
Yeah.
There was a top secret with the top person in our building.
Mm.
Somebody that runs the show around here, okay? And Jamie knew a secret, and she kept that secret from, let's see, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. Oh, 4 days. For 4 days, never said a word to all of us because we'd all just laugh.
Yeah.
And just say, oh, I can't believe he did that. But Jamie didn't say a word. And
I didn't even allude to it.
He walked into the studio yesterday, and he revealed it to us. Not Jamie, but he revealed it to us, which Jamie already knew. He revealed it to us, and we're all like, whoa, you did what? But Jamie never leaked it out.
Never leaked it out. Because I tell you, if I like you, I will be loyal to you.
Kept a secret, man. Kept a secret.
I just was like, because he said, because I had taken a picture and I said, can I post this? He goes, absolutely not. Do you know how much crap I'll get about this? And so I said, okay, I will keep it. And then I thought, well, you know what? If he doesn't want any kind of, you know, publicity about this, I'm not going to tell you guys either.
And you know, we would have loved to hear that.
Yeah, I know. I know you would have. So I just kept it. I was like, nope.
Our boss got Botox.
Okay.
Oh, my God. There it is.
Shot right in the forehead.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Sure did. He got Botox.
I don't know if he wanted people to know that.
He's a manly man.
He didn't.
Manly man. He's a manly man. Married man. Children in college. And he's getting Botox.
Well, that's my fault, though. That's my fault. So here's what happened.
He succumbed to the pressure.
No.
Right?
So we're at Facial Aesthetics, right? And Facial Aesthetics, Inc. So we're at Facial Aesthetics, and we're there with all the girls and everything. And I said, because he said, does that stuff hurt or whatever? He was just asking, because these girls are so happy about this.
Yeah.
And I said, well, looking at your forehead, I go, you could use a couple of shots. Yeah. And he's like, I'm not doing that. And then Lori, my friend, who's the marketing director, she came around and she's like, just get a couple of little shots. She's like, it'll be great because then you won't squint. Because he obviously squints when he looks at the screen and everything. And so he's like, I don't think I want to do that. And we're like, you got to. And then it was just us like in his ears like, you will look so much better because you have that, well, like you do, BJ, that big Grand Canyon in between your eyes.
Yeah.
And it'll get rid of that. And he's like, what? I didn't even know I had anything between my eyes. And I'm like, dude, you don't notice that huge thing in between your eyes?
Listen to the way she's talking. See, that's how this stuff occurs, okay? It happened to me once. She did this to me.
I did.
I know the feeling, okay? So my heart goes out to our boss. It does. Because these women, here's what you do, women. You can get mad at me all you want to. I don't care. Okay? You shame us.
Yeah.
You shame us.
We do.
You shame us about our feet, our nails, our hatchet mark between our eyes.
Yeah.
You shame about
hatchet
everything.
Hatchet mark is better.
What they did was they dragged our boss, Kabasa Man Mike.
With his hatchet mark.
Him and his hatchet mark went down there to that place, and every girl down there, they shamed him into getting shots to fix it.
Well,
okay?
It's just because we know.
He didn't even know he had the hatchet. But no. Oh, you look hideous with that. You look. Oh, they make you feel so damn bad.
Well, it's just that we
the
know.
The next best thing to shut them up is to get a shot.
We just know that it's fixable. Like, why wouldn't you fix it? Like, it's fixable.
Because we like it.
No, I mean, you don't even know. You don't even pay attention to yourselves. You don't even know that you have a unibrow.
We don't care.
But it's fixable. It's so fixable. And by the way, his wife likes it.
Yeah.
And he actually said, now I get what you mean. I didn't realize I was squinting so much at the screen.
He was loving it.
If our boss is listening, I won't hold this against you, buddy. Because I know the shame that they put you through. And I know how the pressure just mounts and mounts and mounts. You got...
I just can't believe he told you guys. Because I kept it right here. I kept it right here.
Well,
was...
he didn't really say it. He just leaned over to you and said... How's it look?
Yeah.
And then we put one and one together with a facial aesthetics thing,
right.
Okay? So then I knew. It dawned on
and
me.
And I looked
like,
at him.
Oh,
I go, I've never
God.
Told them anything. He goes, oh, well.
I feel like he's going to be getting it for a while, like in the future. I feel like he likes it.
This is his first time, so it'll last like a year. Because it's the first time you do it, it lasts for a really long time.
I feel like he really likes it.
Well, because he's not squinting.
Yeah.
Because it gives you headaches when you squint like this. Well, I can't do it. I can't show you.
You might lose the hatchet mark, but man, your reputation's gone. You're just gone. So they just sucked it right out of you, man.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.